Let there be lights. Acton's Light Up the Hills display will be shining bright beginning Sunday after Polair came forward to sponsor the display. "We're happy to do it," said Polair co-owner Chantal Dyke. "This was an opportunity for us to step up. It's a fantastic and direct way to impact the community in a positive and fun way for years to come." Light Up the Hills also has displays in Georgetown and Glen Williams and expanded to Acton in 2011. There had been a display outside the Acton Arena and Community Center every year since. However, citing a lack of volunteers and sponsorship, Light Up the Hills announced there would not be a display in Acton this year, but hoped to bring it back in 2025. Acton residents immediately began rallying to save the display. "We live right up the street," Dyke said. "Personally, I would have missed them." One of the big stumbling blocks was not only having volunteers to put up the lights, but also someone with the technical ability. One of Polair's four businesses is an electrical company, so Dyke said it was a perfect fit, not only to supply the manpower but also the expertise. Though the timeline didn't work for an ignition ceremony in Acton this year, still happening in Georgetown and Glen Williams on Sunday evening, the lights will be going on by the Acton Arena beginning Sunday. Dyke said the ignition ceremony will return next year. "We are happy to be the ambassadors, but we are looking for other companies to come on board," Dyke said. Dyke said she's looking forward to the light display shining to welcome residents and visitors to town. "Sponsoring Light Up the Hills is our way of giving back to a community that has supported Polair so much over the years, and we are thrilled to be able to provide a light display that will be celebrated this year and for years to come."